One of the things that we realize for business is that we're the consumer of the rules and regulations that come from WTO and other organizations that are similar. And so it's very important for WTO to start engaging business more in a more structured way. And this is a beginning, and we really do thank the Director General for initiating this this initiative today to start engaging with business on a regular basis. So my group really discussed about the challenges that business faces when they're doing trade, both internal, like local trade, and cross-border. And we came up with some of the many challenges, many, a lot of them which are known, but I highlight very few, and we grouped them mostly the tariff ones. And what we discussed in the group is that a lot of times the tariff barriers don't always affect everyone, and there are certain sectors, and it's to continue to identify those sectors that are affected by the tariff barriers and start addressing them on that. And then, but majority are affected by the non-tariff barriers, the issues of transparency, the issues of red tape, the issues of regulation uncertainty, and again, going back to the SMEs, this is where we find that SMEs cannot and are really highly affected, not just the big companies, especially with the regulations that are uncertain and that keep changing. And so that's an area that we found that really affects business. But we also found that the other area, in which is a good thing that we started to do, is that a lot of business don't know and understand WTO. And so it's important for WTO to engage with businesses on a regular basis. And we thought about how to do it. Instead of just creating many more meetings, it's good to have maybe a meeting of a smaller group, maybe once or twice a year, like we did today, of about 60-plus organizations that represent different sectors around the world, but also to look at other events that private sector already goes for, that G20, the World Economic Forum, and have sessions with the WTO at that time, because you realize that the time for private sector is very limited, and if you call them for many more meetings, then you lose them, and then we don't get the information. But also to their businesses, associations do have meetings in their own countries, in their own regions, and sometimes global meetings, and these are good areas for WTO to also be part of that and be able to offer to give the information and discuss strategies. But one of the other things that came out from my group that they felt would really be helpful is that during the ministerial conferences, meetings, before they happen, that the business would meet with the ministers, like a day before the ministerial conferences or one of the days, so that by the time they go and discuss the different areas, that they have they've had business and they have the information ready at hand than when they maybe meet for a lot, they don't meet with the business or meet after a long time. So that's one of the other suggestions that came out from my group. One of the other areas that, the third area that came out strong, and we felt that there are two things that affect business also. There's the issue of security, and a lot of it with now terrorism, global terrorism, and we felt maybe WTO may not have a place here, but this is a place that business can also meet among themselves and be able to discuss ways on how to mitigate some of those things. And one of the things that is becoming a big challenge is especially in the financial sector, where banks are now asking that about know your customer, and this is very hard for SMEs. And we felt this is an area that businesses can play a part by using the associations of these SMEs and getting them to do a lot more work for the SMEs, so that the banks can have the information that they need and they're able to serve that. But also on the issue of infrastructure, which is also a big challenge in many countries and especially developing countries. And we realize many governments sometimes, when they're considering what infrastructure projects to take, they do not consider business or consider the growth of business. And so it's to really work with the businesses and the infrastructure projects that they take up are considering what business needs to be able to do trade and what business needs to be able to grow and move goods and services. So those are some of the areas that we really came up with in terms of highlights.